USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine-gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Today is National Son and Daughter Day, USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
President Trump said he refused to answer questions from investigators with the New York Attorney General's office on Wednesday, citing his Fifth Amendment right. The investigation is about Trump's taxes. The Biden administration will increase the IRS by 87,000 more agents when his Inflation Reduction Act moves forward. The ATF is reporting a massive explosion in Indiana sent debris flying over 100 feet. Tony Maruso has more.
Three people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana. Fire Department Chief Mike Conley confirmed in a news conference on Wednesday. There could be other victims. We've not completed our search. Conley said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, Centerpoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
As yesterday's CPI numbers eased up slightly, President Biden announced we are at zero inflation, end quote. It should be noted the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3% in the month. That's still about three times the Federal Reserve's inflation target. The most trusted law enforcement agency in the world is no more. The weaponizing of the Department of Justice and the FBI is in full display on their attack and raid of President Trump's home in Florida. The fear that President Trump could return to the White House and poor polling numbers for November's midterm elections. President Trump's attorney, Lindsey Halligan, described how she was removed from the Trump home by FBI agents with automatic machine guns during their raid this week under the guise of a Trump-hating magistrate.
They had unfettered access to the property. They looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. The warrant was secured under seal, so they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant under seal. Nobody knew about it. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, deceit, and fraud.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.